From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna to keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night, no matter how chaotic your day is. Conquer the bake sale, even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's gonna be great.
It's Thursday, April 14th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Falling trust in tech and small business owners' unease tells a tale. And the gap between devices and data to be exploited. This is the Business of Tech. Two troubling signs. First, Elderman's annual 2022 trust barometer shows a continued decline in tech company trust in the U.S. and Canada. Here are the numbers, quoting Axios. Globally, the tech industry remains the most trusted sector of business, earning the trust of 74% of those served, ahead of healthcare and education. By contrast, social media is the lowest-ranked sector, trusted by only 44% of respondents. However, only 54% of Americans trust tech companies to do the right thing, down 3 percentage points from last year and a whopping 19 points since 2019. In the U.S., the decline in trust was seen across a number of the most talked about sectors, including 5G, artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, and virtual reality. Those with higher incomes tended to trust tech more than those in lower income brackets. However, the gap narrowed last year, with trust improving among lower-income Americans and falling among the wealthy. Second, in NEXT's Small Business Survey, troubling signs of small business owners' uneasiness. Here, quoting ZDNet, many small business owners say they're forced to raise prices, work longer hours, and pay more for labor. Nearly 40% of the more than 1,000 small business owners surveyed said they're feeling frustrated or stressed by the state of America's workforce. Those small businesses are feeling that stress and frustration tend to be very small, employing between 1 and 20 employees. But the results of the survey also indicate a certain resilience among small business owners. Businesses with 20 or more employees say they're feeling significantly more optimistic at 43% than companies with 9 employees or less. 22%. Overall, the survey paints a rather pessimistic outlook for small businesses in the near future. While less than one-third of small business respondents, 29%, said they feel optimistic about an economic recovery in the next 12 months, 35% said they were considering shutting down their business, with 8% of those saying they've thought about it a lot. The survey focused on four key findings. Small business owners are burning out. Small businesses are paying more for labor today, with the smallest businesses seeing the greatest percentage increase in wages. Inflation and supply chain delays are having the greatest impact on small businesses, and tax season poses stress for some small business owners. One more dimension to note: geography. Businesses in rural areas reported less worker satisfaction than those in more populated or urban areas. Rural business owners interviewed say workers in their industry are more uncertain, less appreciated, less motivated, less flexible, and less content than those in urban settings. Why do we care? Trust in tech companies is down, and small businesses are under intense pressure. I want to be realistic about the market conditions. My advice? Get close to your customers if you let any space come between you. Much like entering the pandemic, track them, their industries, and how your customers' customers are doing. Don't squander trust, because despite what many will have you believe, the industry is doing small companies no favors. Left out of this is that companies are created in downtimes too, and those companies tend to be stronger. That's something to consider. Consider the new companies entering the market and ensure you're seeking them out. They'll be more resilient in the long term too. An interesting find from CISPRO. 47% of manufacturers and distributors invested in sensors and IoT networks, but just 20% did the same for data analytics tools, which are necessary to gain insights from the data they're collecting. Plus, 69% of businesses considered a digitalization strategy aimed at enhancing existing business processes with digital technologies, but only 29% of businesses committed to a fully-fledged digital transformation strategy. Why do we care? Right there. That's where the good meat of services lives now. The gap between buying the tech and then seeing data results, which would then ideally translate into business outcomes. And it's a real lost opportunity. If you're in services, do not squander this. It's my good, better, best model. It's good to keep the lights on. It's better to impact costs directly in SG&A, but it's best to impact revenue or costs of goods sold. Missing out on the benefits of the business is essential. High profit revenue is left on the table. The filet mignon of meat. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focused on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources, there's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. That's a lot of new subscribers. If you like what you hear, make sure to rate and review. I do appreciate it. Those 5 stars do help. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna to keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night no matter how chaotic your day is. Conquer the bake sale, even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's gonna be great.